Grain silo deaths. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
It happens more often than it should. The number of youth that this happens to from year to year varies somewhat. Across the United States, it typically happens to, in a year's time, at least on a given year, anywhere from 15 to 20 youth. Some years it goes up and is more than double that.
Those grim statistics come from Marcia Salzwedel, Agricultural Youth Safety Specialist with the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Health and Safety. She says that youngsters and grain silos can be a lethal combination.
The real issue with the youth that this happens to, though, is that when youth get entrapped in a grain bin and what we call engulfed, where the corn gets over their head, the fatality rate is much higher than it is for adults. The fatality rate goes up to over 80% for youth, versus for an adult, it's usually right around 50%.
And how can such tragedies be prevented?
Ideally, the best prevention measure is to never send a young person into any type of a storage facility if there's grain in it. Youth are just not typically capable of responding fast enough. It happens so fast. Once that grain starts flowing, you are trapped to the point that you can't get out of the grain in less than 5 seconds, and you can be fully engulfed over your head in a minute, depending upon, of course, the size of the grain and the flow rate. We need to keep youth out of these bins whenever there's any product in them.
She says this falls under the heading, age-appropriate work. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.